From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today, the Senate takes up legislation that could lead to trade sanctions against China. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the United States' huge trade deficit with China is prompting lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle to demand further devaluation of China's currency.
The Obama White House is wary of the bill the Senate's taking a procedural vote on later today, and the conservative anti-tax Club for Growth is warning senators a vote for it will be held against them. Still, senators left, right, and center all say a crackdown is needed on China's exchange rate, which they say caused the U.S. to have a $180 billion trade deficit with China last year. Majority Leader Harry Reid says the bill, which contemplates punitive tariffs, would be good for American workers.
China trade is a jobs bill. It's long, long overdue. It's a bipartisan bill, and I feel very comfortable that we're going to pass that.
Though the bill does not mention China by name, the world's most populous nation is clearly its target. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Greece now says its deficit for 2012 will be larger than it had projected, and that throws into doubt whether it can receive a second bailout loan package from Eurozone countries. But other nations, including the U.S., fear that if Greece doesn't get the loans, a Greek default could throw the global economy into another recession because of banks' exposure to Greek debt. The Greek government has punted on the prospect of layoffs from the public sector and says it will this year retire 30,000 people. The layoffs are obligatory under the terms of a bailout. John Siropoulos reports from Athens on how they're to be accomplished.
The government will allow about 20,000 people within 2 years of retirement to go early on full pension. It hopes to find another 10,000 early retirees by abolishing or consolidating civil service bodies. And it will send home all those who've been allowed to work past retirement age. In this way, it says, suspension from the civil service won't lead to the insecurity of unemployment, but the certainty of retirement. But negotiators overseeing Greece's bailout have been pushing for layoffs. These are likely to come as a second stage of the process next year, when the civil service will be streamlined to eliminate roughly a third of its diverse directorates. For NPR News, I'm John Siropoulos in Athens.
Protesters who've been camping out in Manhattan's financial district for 2 weeks say they are not going anywhere. Demonstrator Jared Shai was arrested in yesterday's demonstrations. He says momentum is building for causes including a campaign against what he and others see as corporate greed.
It's hard to be in the, like, forefront, the vanguard, you know, the 10 people that get arrested, that leads to the 90 the next weekend, that leads to, so it kind of feels nice to be in, like, maybe a tipping point of sorts.
The Occupy Wall Street demonstration, as it's called, started with fewer than a dozen college students and now includes thousands of people. This is NPR News. Three scientists working to understand the immune system have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. American Bruce Beutler, Jules Hoffman of France, and Canadian-born Ralph Steinman have been working on how the immune system activates and adapts to challenges. Should New Jersey Governor Chris Christie get into the GOP presidential race? As NPR's Louise Schiavone reports, not surprisingly, another Republican candidate says no.
Herman Cain says New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is too liberal for conservative Republicans.
Most of the conservatives believe that we should enforce our borders. They do not believe people should be here without documentation. They do not believe global warming is a crisis or a threat. Yes, it might be a little bit out there, but they don't see it as a crisis or a threat. And as you go right down the line, he's going to turn off a lot of conservatives with those positions.
Cain spoke on Fox News Sunday. Christie is not completely opposed to some gun control and says climate change is real and due in some part to the influence of man. If Christie wants to run, he'll have to decide in a hurry. Filing deadlines in primary states are closing in. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
An Italian jury is considering a verdict for Seattle native Amanda Knox, who's charged with her Italian ex-boyfriend in the knife murder of her British roommate. NPR's Philip Reeves says Knox has made a tearful statement in court.
Knox said that she didn't want to pay with her life for a crime that she did not commit. She said actually that Meredith Kircher was a friend who'd been killed in a brutal and unexplained manner and that she wanted justice for Meredith.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves. NPR has appointed new chief executive. Gary Nell will start on December 1st. He comes from Sesame Workshop. This is NPR.